in any. But I do know at least one thing you're thinking is we don't need a sermon. The youth have already done a great job, and they did. Also, did he just put a Chiefs shirt on? I just have a very short story that I don't know if you saw locally. It also ran on ESPN. I want you to see this gentleman that's about to come up. His name is Deland McCullough. Deland McCullough is the running backs coach of the Kansas City Chiefs this year. He grew up in Ohio, played football, was a very good running back. He had a bright future ahead of him, but one of the problems that was always upon his heart was that Deland McCullough was adopted. And Ohio and Pennsylvania have closed adoption laws. He was not able to go back and try to find out his birth family and the story behind it. The next person that I have to come up here, this is Sherman Smith. Sherman Smith, back in the time, was the running backs coach at Miami of Ohio College. Deland McCullough was drafted by or was recruited by many different colleges, but he really enjoyed Sherman Smith's attention to him, and he decided to go to Miami of Ohio, and Sherman Smith continued to tutor him and almost father him in a variety of different ways during that time. Deland McCullough went on to go to the NFL. He was drafted, began to play, but then hurt his knee, and his career was over. He wasn't sure where to turn next, but again, Sherman Smith reached out and helped him get jobs at USC, then later with the Seattle Seahawks, and help his career continue to move forward. During that time, here in the last year or so, Ohio and Pennsylvania changed their laws and opened up the books to where you could find out where you were born, who you were born to, and so Deland McCullough went looking for his birth mother, and he sent off information. He finally received something in the mail, opened it up, and he got the name of this next picture. This is Carol Briggs. Carol Briggs, who had given up her child right after birth. She knew that in high school she could not raise a child. But through Facebook, he found her, reached out to her, and they began to communicate back and forth. But she was not ready for the question, "Who is my father?" The father, in this case, was one of those quick summer romances, and he was headed off to college. She figured out later that she was pregnant. He was already at college. She knew that she could not care for the baby. She never let the father know that she was pregnant. She gave the baby up for adoption and had never told anyone who the father was. But Deland wanted to know, "Who is my father?" And she thought back those so many, many years ago to that young football stud who had been in her life for a couple of weeks. And his name was Sherman Smith. He had no idea that he had fathered a child. He'd gone all that time with no idea at all about that, but had made a connection anyway with his son. And now they are together in very special ways. This is a picture of the extended family. When you get them all together, we get Sherman, and then we get Carol, and then we get the adopted family. This is his family. When we are in mission with God, we may not find that specific DNA connection, but in a way Jesus indicates, we are all branches of the same vine. We are all created in the image of the same Creator. And so when we reach out in mission, we're not just helping somebody else, we're finding and discovering a family member, a part of who we are, and that their struggle is our struggle, their success is our success, and that in many ways we're all in it together. Whether you're somebody in Raytown, or whether it's somebody down at the homeless shelter of Restart in Kansas City, or whether it's somebody on the Santee Indian Reservation where we've done ministry before, whether it's people in the villages of San Martin in Guatemala, or whether it's just across the state in St. Louis, we are all family together. Bill Ngenza, when he came to us from the Congo, had this interesting practice to begin to call certain people in the congregation Mama and Papa. Mama Jewel, Papa Bill, maybe you've heard those references. It's a practice that happens in Africa and many different countries in which there's a recognition that there's a larger village to which we all belong. One of the gifts of mission is to know that we all belong together in beautiful and powerful ways. Let us pray. Oh God, we thank you for this day, for the opportunity to share in your mission. Not just in special events where we go out somewhere else, but in our daily lives. May we be a part of your unfolding dream and the sharing of your light that shines in the darkness. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite you to stand now for our closing hymn.